Well, he's not silent, and he's not dark, and he's with us right now. His name is Pat Pagano, and he's going to give us the pretty good forecast for the weekend and beyond. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, it's okay. It's half-half. Okay. Sunday is definitely the better of the 2 days, and that's because we do have a cold front that will be moving our way. The air that follows it is not Arctic, so that's a good thing. The air ahead of it is truly tropical. That may be a good thing, too, but it comes with a price, and we'll talk about that. Today, clouds and sun, a little bit, mid-40s. Tonight, cloudy, mid-30s. Now, the same front that will be getting us tomorrow will be getting the middle part of the country today. There is going to be a severe outbreak of weather that will extend from the Midwest, Ohio Valley, down through the Mississippi Valley. In this area, severe thunderstorms and the possibility of tornadoes. Not a good thing, 2 weeks before Christmas. So our prayers go out for all those people there and just hope that they are safe when this outbreak occurs. That front, when it gets here or ahead of it tomorrow, will produce wind. It'll be very mild. Near 60, showers especially in the morning, and then late in the day. And that's what we have to watch, because there could be a gusty thunderstorm here early tomorrow night with the front. Then once that goes by, it'll clear out and partly sunny, 50 degrees Sunday, and sunny and low 50s Monday, and again on Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday, you know. I know you're doing your surgery on Wednesday, and the modeling is trying to suggest that there's going to be another front that we have to watch. And to me, that is the 15th, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like this front's going to be starved for moisture. So it may be cloudy, but it's going to be mild. And maybe there'll be a few showers around. But that should be about it. So you should be fine there. Now, we've been taking a look at the forecast for Christmas Eve on the long-range computer model. And if you've been following along with Marshall and myself, you know that from one day to the next it changes.
It doesn't just change. It changes like 180 degrees.
Yeah, more like 360. Yesterday, the model was forecasting a storm to be over New England, and prior to that storm, this is Christmas Eve, double-digit snowfall. Today's model, for the same time, folks, 2 weeks from today, Christmas Eve, partly sunny with temperatures in the 40s.
That's your long-range forecasting, folks.
Just so, and like Marshall said, it's not just changing. It's 180 degrees in the other direction. So, and it's been doing this all week, right, Marshall? We've been seeing this all week long.
Flip-flop, and a day-by-day basis. It's not like it stays where someplace. Day-by-day basis, it flip-flops. What's going to be interesting is when all the other models start to come in.
That'll be Tuesday.
Yeah, and then you get a better idea and see how many models are one way and how many models are another way.
Right.
But for anybody that looks at the TV and watches these 10-day forecasts out and stuff like that, folks, it's like throwing darts.
It really is. He's absolutely right. It's like throwing darts. You're really right. So that's why, you know, 5 to 7 days, that's about it. You know, 7 days, day 6 and 7 trend, 1 through 5, days 1 through 5, a forecast. But after that, it's just a trend. So that is a story there. I'm going to try today, Marshall, since it's going to be a dry day, I'm going to try just to get my tree in the stand in the house. And I'll let it slowly come down. And then tomorrow, it should be ready for decorating.
Yeah, a lot of people try to put their tree up and their real tree up and decorate it right away. You should always let it settle in.
Yeah.
Always let it settle in.
You have to, because if you don't, and you bring it in, say, today, and you put all your lights and your ornaments and your beads and everything on it, you'll wake up tomorrow morning and say, oh, my goodness, look at this, you know, because everything drops and everything right. will be out of phase. So, yeah, you should definitely let a real tree just acclimate to the climate inside your house and then decorate. There's another tip. We give tips out all over the place.
We do. And yeah. for free.
And free, yeah. Yeah. And for free. I was asking people yesterday what was their favorite holiday movie. And they said, I got to ask Marshall. My favorite of all time now is The Polar Express. I mean, I just love that movie. Second to none, you and I talked about this yesterday. I like Scrooge with Albert Finney. Now, what is your favorite?
Well, I can't remember the name of it. It was the one that was on Netflix.
A couple of years ago?
Yeah. That was a fun movie to watch. So that's my favorite true Christmas movie. And my second favorite holiday movie is Love Actually, which is filmed over the holidays and involves like six or seven different stories all rolled into one. That's my second favorite holiday. And then Holiday Inn. And then I'll throw in after that, It's a Wonderful Life. But Holiday Inn, I just have to watch it every year because my father was an entertainer in that period.
Right.
And it is so accurate in so many different ways. And it was cast perfectly. And it's, you know, it's a typical story. Boy meets girl, boy breaks up with girl, boy gets girl, girl gets boy. You know, but it's done so well and it holds up so well. So those are my tops. And also I'll throw in there with Scrooged with Bill Murray. I like to laugh and I think he did a great job in that movie as well. So those are my favorite holiday movies per se. The other one is not really a holiday movie, but it is. Edward Scissorhands. Did you ever watch that?
I once.
Yeah, because, of course, it's based around him making ice, and it's about snow for Christmas time and stuff. It's a dark movie, but it's a good movie. I've got a real strange list of favorite holiday movies.
Yeah, really. I mean, I didn't hear you mention... The Bells of St. Mary.
No.
I didn't hear you mention Miracle on 34th Street.
I'll watch that, but it's not one of those favorite things. I mean, it's
right.
That was a decent movie. That was a decent movie. I have a really varied list of favorite movies. What can I say?
Yeah, one of these years, ladies and gentlemen, they'll come out with a movie and. This will be Marshall's favorite. It'll be the Christmas Godzilla.
Well, I was going to say, Godzilla Saves Christmas. I think that would be a great movie. I think that would be a great movie. You have some sort of ice monster that's taking over the world, and Godzilla comes and Godzilla saves Christmas.
There you go, Hollywood. Are you listening?
I know. I would watch it.
Yeah, but that goes without saying.
Heck, I'd like to go on the set and see it being filmed, but yeah, no. I own on digital now. I think 16 Godzilla movies. And that's not all of them. I think there's like a total of 25 or 26 Godzilla movies, but I have 16 of them.
God bless.
And I have the Godzilla Monopoly game as well.
Okay, so you're a little obsessed.
Just a little, but it could be worse. It could be worse. I could be obsessed with porn or something like that, but it's not.
God forbid, right? Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Godzilla. Anyway.
Good old Godzilla. I wonder how they even came up with that name. What does it mean?
He was really called Godzilla. That means, Godzilla. It's the beast, it is the monster of all times. it was created, and it came out, of course, out of Japan after, you know, we dropped the atomic bomb. So that's that. So it brought in the atomic bomb, but that's, you know, Godzilla isn't the way it was pronounced when it originally came out. But yeah, you remember who was in the original Godzilla, right? There was one American in the original Godzilla. Perry Mason, Aaron Burr. He was the reporter.
Oh, he was?
He was the reporter that covered the... And it's funny, all they did, they cut his scenes in when the film came to America, and everybody liked it so much, they left it that way. So there you go.
Wow, that's a great trivia question.
There you go. All right, Pat, no trivia in the forecast. It looks like we've got a halfway decent weekend except for Saturday.
Right, and everybody be safe. Have a nice weekend. And I'll see you bright and early on Monday, Marshall.
All right, have fun tussling with the tree.
Thank you.
All right, Pat, bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast on Robin Hood Radio.